You know, I'm not sure we have any business mucking about on the ocean. My usual inquiry on boarding a waterborne vessel is, when are we getting off? However, as a child, I fished in the English Channel from what I recall to be nothing more than a rowing boat. I once sped along the Thames just outside Windsor in a racing class powerboat, something which I now understand may not have been entirely legal. I ribbed, or powerboated, for 7 straight days once in wild Scottish seas. And for an hour or so, I was a submariner in Mauritius. I've glided over stunning tropical reefs in glass-bottomed boats more times than I've visited the dentist in the last 10 years. Although admittedly this last excursion is usually employed as an excuse to avoid the colourful and vibrant local market. Translation: colourful and vibrant means noisy, dirty, overcrowded and dangerous. In writing this, I realised that I've had a little more experience of boats than I first thought. But nothing prepared me for 3 days on a sailing boat. Captain George, Danny, who was the deckhand and cook, and Sandra and I were ready to set off on a glorious morning from the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, en route for Mystique and the Tobago Keys. Having supervised the loading of the beer, the wine and the rum ration, loading the passengers proved to be a tad more complicated. A wobbly dinghy, a back of boat stepladder, cleverly positioned just about out of reach of all but a particularly agile spider monkey, and suddenly those refreshing brunch time rum and cokes no longer seemed like such a good idea. Besides, 10 feet or so back to the jetty is quite a distance when you swim like I do. Joining in with boaty stuff was optional. And anyway, Captain George was soon to show his despair at my inability to roll up sails or tie knots or steer in a straight line. Although in the absence of any wind, the sails were redundant and we generally poodled along with the assistance of a diesel engine. Although finally, on the last leg of our trip from Beckway to St. Vincent, we hit some big waves and a decent wind. But that's when, moving around the boat, I began to consider the design faults of these sailed craft. Those rails of flimsy wire with a gap plenty big enough to fall through. Beds positioned high above hard wooden flooring. Those steep indoor stepladders. Why not make the boat a few feet longer and install a proper staircase? Generally these yachts, these rich boys' toys, are full of hazards for the unwary traveller. I find I can get up and walk around or have a drink or a meal in relative comfort on an aeroplane or a train. Try doing this on a sailing boat, and you'll soon find something to bump into, fall down or trip over. I absolve powerboats from this, as I find the white-knuckle experience concentrates the mind perfectly on nothing but self-preservation, making redundant any thoughts of wandering around the craft as you're too busy clinging on to something, usually your breakfast. At those speeds anyway, the intake of food and drink should only be attempted by those with recent experience with space travel, and I've usually been smart enough to have a couple of stiff drinks beforehand. Enjoying the waves, asked Danny as we pitched up a wave and then down a wave and then up and then down again and again and again. Have a guess what happens next. And up and down we go and repeat ad nauseum for the next 3 hours. These waves, I said, casually adjusting my sunglasses and making the 50th attempt to light my cigarette. These waves have got nothing on Scotland, mate. Now, I don't know much about the sea. I mean, this much would be clear to you by now. But I do know the only way to negotiate waves is fuel-assisted, at high speed, and over the top of the bloody things. You bounce a bit for sure, but there's none of this interminable, dreary, cat-stuck-in-a-washing-machine type ride. The hansom cab vanished from the streets of London many years ago. The tourist with a few spare bucks can take a horse-drawn ride around Central Park, New York City, and by doing so connects with a little bit of history, a sense of how our forebears got around, day to day. And really, this is where this redundant, tedious, overcomplicated and pointless sailing pastime should be consigned to history. Have you learned nothing from Darwin, you yachtsman? Thanks this week for the theme music to First Mate Jeff Palmer.